Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Jen. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的福利抽奖了。那很多奖品呢，都是花钱都买不到的哦。
Yeah.We have carefully picked out these materials. They are excellent for learning English. If you can finish one book, your English will surely be better. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
Colin, who is your favorite internet celebrity? 有哪些网红是你比较喜欢的呢？
Lisa Chi for sure. I think she's the only YouTuber I watch that doesn't cause me anxiety. You know, her cooking videos are very soothing and relaxing to watch.
是的，我每次看李子柒的视频呢，也会感觉到非常的治愈和放松。那刚刚 Colin 就用到一个词 soothing， 就是说使某人平静，有那种安抚疗愈的作用。Her videos are so soothing that every time I watch them, I just feel calm and at peace.
Yeah, soothing means to have a gently calming effect.
That's right. It also means to reduce pain or discomfort.那有的时候呢，我感觉到压力比较大的时候，看李子柒视频当中那种比较安逸美好的田园生活，就会感觉到特别的放松，令人向往。
Yeah, I feel like watching her poetic videos definitely softened my heart.
Oh, it softened my heart too. 那 soften 这个单词呢，就是使变柔软的意思。Soften one's heart, 意思就是说让某人的内心都变得柔软了。I think your cat Gulu also softened your heart too.
Well, that's for sure.
哎，不过我最近啊看了另外一个叫王刚的美食博主的视频，他的风格就跟李子柒的完全不一样。
Different?
Yeah, very different. But his videos still managed to take the internet by storm.
Really? How many followers has he got?
Over 30 million. 有3000万粉丝关注他的视频。
Wow, you're not wrong that he's taking the internet by storm.
没错，那这里呢我们就又学到一个表达。Storm 这个单词我们知道是风暴的意思。Take the internet by storm, 意思就是说像风暴一样火遍全网，或者说在网上迅速走红。
To quickly become very successful or popular on the internet.
Right.
Now, I want to know more about this cooking vlogger.
那在今天这期节目当中呢，我们就来聊一聊这位火爆全网的美食博主王刚和他的视频。我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复奋斗两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Colin, what do you think of the most popular short cooking videos online? 一般比较普遍流行的美食类的短视频给你的印象大概是什么样的？
Well, I think popular short cooking videos usually use delicate techniques, exquisite tableware, and they're often edited in a fancy way with romantic music.
没错，大部分比较常见的美食短视频啊，都充满了那种文艺气息，用上了那种比较精致的烹饪技巧 ,delicate techniques. 拍摄的时候呢，会摆上精美的餐具 ,exquisite tableware. Tableware 这个单词呢，就是餐具的意思。那同时呢，这些视频会配以比较浪漫的背景音乐，然后呢，剪辑也比较花哨 ,fancy. 但是像王刚的视频风格就比较的简单和直接。
Straightforward and simple.
That's right. Straightforward 这个单词就是直接的意思。Straight 是直的嘛。Forward 表示向前。那这两个单词合在一起就是表示直接的、明确的。
Yeah, you can describe someone as straightforward. It means someone honest and frank.
对，当你用 straightforward 这个单词来形容人的话，就是说那个人比较诚实、坦率，说话比较直接。比如说像 Colin 这样的。
Yeah, I'm a pretty straightforward person.
Right, 那这个单词呢不光可以形容人还可以形容物表示比较简单容易理解 Something not complicated and easy to do or understand
Like Wang Gang's videos
Yeah, his videos were shot in a professional kitchen And his monologue explains each step and hows and whys of his what he's doing 那在视频当中呢他就会非常简洁直白的把每个步骤以及他的原理解释清楚
So people can actually learn how to cook professionally like him.
Yeah, I think even I've become better at cooking because of his videos. 我就觉得我看了王刚的视频之后，那厨艺是大有长进。
Yeah, well, that's what you think. When I watch cooking videos, I feel I've mastered the cooking technique already. But when I actually do it, it ends up totally different from what I expected.
对对对，一般看这种视频的时候呢，就感觉都会了，但实际在做的时候呢，又是另外一回事了。不过我觉得他的视频可操作性还是很强的。So I think I'm for sure a better cook now.
Well, you can prove it by the dishes you cook.
Fair enough, but I promise you I'll be impressed.
We'll see. So Wang Gang is a professional chef, right?
Yes, and he's a successful full-time cooking vlog now. But he's been through a lot to get where he is now. 别看他现在是一名成功的美食博主啊，但是在这之前呢，他经历了种种磨难和辛苦。从小呢，他就是一名留守儿童。
He was a left behind child. So I guess he rarely saw his parents when he was little.
Yeah, from 3 to 1 years old, he only met his mom once. 他从3岁到9岁就只见过他妈妈一次。那刚刚 Colin 说的 left behind child or left behind children 就是指的留守儿童。
Yeah, they are children who remain in rural regions of China while their parents leave to work in urban areas. They're also called stay-at-home children.
没错 ,stay at home 就是待在家的意思。留守儿童呢也可以用 stay-at-home children 来表达。
So why did he decide to become a chef? Was it his parents' wish for him?
Well, he wanted to be a chef since the age of 12, simply because he enjoys eating food from his hometown, and he wanted to be able to replicate that.
那他纯粹是因为对食物的热爱和兴趣想要成为厨师的虽然呢这并不是他的父母对他的期望
It's impressive that he fulfilled his dream even though his parents were not supportive at first
Yeah 那 Colin 刚刚讲到的 fulfill 这个单词呢就是表示完成达到的意思 Fulfill one's dream 也就是完成梦想实现梦想
It took him 10 years to become a chef to fulfill his dream
He must have worked really hard for it
Yes, he was always eager to learn about cooking, asking the chefs to teach him their tricks, and then practice as much as he could during break times.
他为了成为厨师长，无时不刻都在学习和练习。
Well, now I understand his massive success. He's able to achieve anything he wants.
That's right. 那 Colin 刚刚讲的这两个单词 ,diligence and assiduity, 就是表示勤奋、刻苦。而且是名词形式。So Colin, what's the adjective form of these two words?
Diligent and assiduous. If you want to describe someone who works really hard, other than saying hardworking, you can use these two words instead.
没错，这样的话呢，我们的表达就会更加丰富起来了。那聊了这么久的美食博主，我是感觉有点饿了啊。
Yeah, me too. I feel starving now.
那在我们节目的最后，再分享一个跟烹饪相关的英文表达吧。
Sure.Have you ever heard of this phrase? Cook someone's goose?
Goose 是鹅的意思。Cook someone's goose, 难道是炒鹅吗?
No, it means to ruin someone's plans or cause someone's downfall.
啊，指的就是打碎某人的计划，或者说使得某人垮台，失败。
Yeah, work hard to make sure your goose won't be cooked.
那好，我们今天的节目呢，就到这里了。最后呢，再提醒一下大家我们今天所有的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Colin.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。